Just to add to that, DLT, beyond all the hype surrounding it, should not be considered as a silver bullet that could be seen as a substitute of all other existing tools and procedures. In fact, what DLT can be very effective is as an additional layer that contributes and adds on to existing stack of tools and procedures in many different application areas. This is because DLT does not guarantee that the information that is, you know, before it is loaded on the ledger is complete and accurate. We should be considering DLT as an enabler, as a tool and an infrastructure, but when it comes to the content still requires existing processes and procedures to make sure that it's accurate. In this respect, we've heard about trust and the concept of trust machine always or often been associated to DLT. Well, trust can only be achieved if there is if the technology is really secure, and if there is the perception that the technology is really built to keep data integrity. Now, it is important to realize that DLT, while being very promising, is not a flawless technology, and there are several layers of security that should be considered. Security of the infrastructure, so of the platform itself. Security of the software that is used to operate the systems. And then last but not least, security of the data when it comes to both the integrity of the data and its confidentiality. Now, all of these elements could potentially be compromised. So when thinking about using DLT in the context of international security, it is imperative to pay attention to all of them. The security brief leads us to the last point, which is around regulation and governance. It is fundamental to ensure access to the technology that international efforts are put in place to ensure standardization, both when it comes to the security protocols, but also to ensure proper interoperability of different ledgers and their architecture, which is an essential point for scaling the effect of DLT applications. Now, to design proper regulations and governance, it is imperative that effort is put in making sure that the understanding of the technology itself, its limitations and weak spots, as well as its advantages, is very well developed. And in this regard, education and increased knowledge on the technology and capacity building among policy and decision makers is really important.